540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Two American hostages have talked to President Biden and their relatives after being released by Hamas. Judith and Natalie Renan of suburban Chicago were visiting family in Israel when Hamas attacked and they were held hostage. Natalie's father, Ori, says of the past 14 days,
lots of phone calls in Israel, lots of TVs. I've been glued to the TV for 2 weeks, hoping for any good news. Finally it came.
The pair are the first hostages to be released of the roughly 200 people who were abducted. Hamas says it released them for humanitarian reasons in an agreement with the Qatari government.
Israel.
And the tens of thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have moved south as Israel has urged but face food and water shortages. The border crossing with Egypt is closed, as CBS's MTS Tayeb reports.
Israeli forces mass along Gaza's northern and eastern borders as it prepares for a ground war. But along the Palestinian territory's southern front, repairs are underway at the Rafah crossing with Egypt as 90 trucks of humanitarian aid wait to get in. And foreign passport holders, including U.S. citizens, wait to get out.
GOP Congressman Jim Jordan loses a third vote for House Speaker, with Republicans now dropping him as their nominee. CBS's Scott McFarland says Republicans start again on Monday.
Bleeding support, Jordan was forced to leave the race, ending a fight that included anonymous threats against Republicans who had voted against him on the House floor. At least three members acknowledged they received threats. And Nebraska Republican Don Bacon reported his wife got anonymous text messages that her husband wasn't a team player.
I think any efforts at any level to try to intimidate or to try to pressure, first, backfire, and second place, are unacceptable and have to be rejected in the strongest of terms.
Another Trump co-defendant in the Georgia election interference case, lawyer Kenneth Chesbrough, has pleaded guilty. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Like Sidney Powell, who pleaded guilty, Chesbrough demanded a speedy trial. The other 15 defendants were happy to wait as long as possible. So the question is, why did he plead guilty at the very last moment before the trial began? Like Powell, the plea deal is a bargain compared to what he would have faced if he had been found guilty. But now he has to testify against his former client, Donald Trump.
United Auto Workers President John Fain says while Detroit's big three automakers have increased their wage and benefit offers,
we've looked at the company's proposals, we've costed their offer, and in my opinion, and in the opinion of the vice presidents, and in the opinion of your national negotiators, there is more to be won.
Fain did not announce any new strikes. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
Yeah, there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hitting cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national and Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
They are, Robert. This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. What a great organization. Hey, it's Friday, and we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we are just checking in. We always have a great show with you and talk about what's going around in the state and specifically what you're doing. And again, it looks like you got a big week ahead of you, and also you've done a lot since we've last talked. So again, welcome.
Thank you. Mataki Ape, everybody. It hardly feels like it's been a week already, but what an incredibly very, very quick week that happened. And, you know, I think we're all just staying very, very busy these days.
Absolutely. You got a lot of prep and things like that. You're going to be heading out of town, I hear. Talk a little bit about that, maybe.
Yeah, I was invited by the American Federation of Teachers. They're having a conference down in Houston, Texas. And as a former teacher, and I think a lifelong educator, I was invited to join a number of other women to be in a table talk around human rights and women's rights and indigenous rights as well. And so there'll be me representing as the, as a Native American, and then there'll be somebody else from across the country that will be giving the perspective from the Native American, the African American, the Latinx, the Asian American. We all have, we'll be kind of bringing our perspective and our life experiences to that discussion under that table from the AFT. So it'll be really interesting, I think. I'll be interested in hearing and seeing what the other women have to say.
You know, it's interesting, and I have found a lot of similarities, especially when we reach out with our BIPOC relatives, but also sometimes it changes from state to state, too, in a lot of things. So, yeah, I bet you imagine it will be very interesting.
Yeah, I just pulled it up, and Representative Barbara Jordan, who is the first African-American woman elected to Congress from Texas, is going to be our keynote speaker there. And back in the day, 1976, you know, she made a statement that went, you know, what the people want is simple. They want an America that is good as its promise. That is, that as a nation, we live up to our historic promise of equality and opportunity. And as we all know, the promises, historic promises and equality, especially for our folks of color and our Native American communities, they just haven't lived up to that. And so we'll have, a lively discussion on those cases and how the communities that we represent are affected by those broken promises and how we're doing to get around it and, you know, do better with less.
Yeah, I always think, too, the 1% and the other people, they want to divide us. So it's always good to go to things like this and hear what everyone has to say. So we find a common ground.
Yeah, I mean, at the legislature, you know, there often are times to break apart or fracture groups or caucuses that are working on oftentimes touchy situations or uncomfortable legislation. I mean, I think around this whole issue in the Middle East is certainly doing that at this time. But here in Minnesota, we have what we call the Posse Caucus, People of Color and Indigenous. We began this caucus when I was in the Minnesota House, and the number of folks of color that were getting elected every 2 years, because you have to get elected every 2 years in the House, it was growing and growing. And so we came together as a solid unit, I mean, a really solid unit, and support each other as we go forward on a lot of the legislation that affects folks of color. And we have that in the Senate as well. So we have the House and Senate Posse Caucus. And there are always people that are trying to, you know, put a fission between all of us, fracture us off, because we're a growing powerhouse. You know, we really do. I mean, there have been times where the Posse Caucus has been able to do better legislation with the leverage that we have. And so, you know, that's always the name of the game. But I think when, you know, those groups that would like to divide and conquer us realize how strong we are, they find other ways to annoy us. You know, it's just like mosquitoes. If they can't get in the house, they're going to find a way to get in another way. So,
right. Well, and it's for us to be aware, too, because you kind of touched on what's happening overseas. And there's many ways, whether it's media or, you know, messaging that can, you know, make us mad. I know one of the things that was really weird messaging is, you know, when they were sending people from the border to New York, and the big messaging to our African-American relatives was that these people are going to take your services away because they're coming to New York. And that's just a huge, big, big lie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Anytime there's a group that comes in that needs that special attention, they need that support right from the start. There are those that will look at it as not as a, like, look at these great new people that are coming to our community to become community members, to work in our community, to have homes and build a future in our community. They look at them as they're taking away from us. And I just always think, right, you know, in the history of the United States, there's always been immigrants. There's always been immigration. And it's always the newest group that seems to get, you know, trod on so horribly by the other group. And then they start to, you know, like you said, beat each other against each other so that they don't build those alliances. And I just wish humanity was not like that. This has just been a really hard week when you look around at the inhumanity. So
yeah.
Heavy burdens.
Yeah, really, really good point there. I just got to remind you, too, that we're natives are the non-immigrants here, and we were
right.
open-handed to the Europeans until they kept on coming and coming and taking and taking. So talking out of both sides of their mouth, because like you said, everybody except us Native Americans are immigrants, and we should be treated better and remember that. So we have a short memory here in this country.
Well, you know what it's like. We are always educating people around the accurate history of America. It's interesting, you know, with what's going on in the Middle East and the language that's being used, like colonizer and settler and those sort of things. Talk about, well, maybe when we come back, we should talk about it, because I think we just have a few seconds left. About our GOP members trying to take that language and use it against us.
Yeah, well, they're good at that. And one of the funny things, too, is just nationally, too, how the Republicans are trying to blame the Democrats for not selecting a speaker. And it's like, what world is this? But I think when they voice that out to their constituents, and that's all the news that they get is this lies, they say it enough times, people do believe it. So we're worried about that, and especially with AI coming up here in this next election cycle. So hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Native Roots Radio.
Stay with us.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence, and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Getting bus and train information in your language just got easier. Customers who call Metro Transit at 612-373-3333 are able to select language options at the start of the call. Access Next Trip, their automated real-time schedule information tool, and other Metro Transit assistance by calling 612-373-3333. For more information about other transit informational tools, visit metrotransit.org/tools.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when I have to get service done, there's only one place I go, Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish and Minnesota State Senator, and it's Friday, and we're talking about the week ahead and the week behind us, and we got in a little discussion here before the break, and maybe we can rejoin that a little bit and talk a little bit about the insanity of our relatives that are called Republicans.
You know, in Minnesota, our Democrats have the majority in the House, the Senate, and the governor's office. And so, you know, our policies are going to be the policies that are going to pass during the legislative session. And, you know, I honestly believe that every dollar that we spend, that every policy that we create, it, is towards the end of being good stewards of each other, good stewards of the lands, and really looking out for the future, for the next, you know, seven generations, as we like to say. But we get pushback from our GOP members, no surprise there. But what's interesting is now how they are trying to, we were talking earlier about, you know, putting a wedge between groups. And I think the Republicans have decided that that's what their MO is going to be, because, you know, we had that issue with our SROs. That was a big wedge issue. Now the Middle East is a huge wedge issue. And now there's this letter to the governor, Governor Walz from Republicans, that is asking him to a revision of the newly accepted social studies standards. And so they want to the governor to direct the Commissioner of Education to immediately retract the notice of intent to adopt these new standards. And these new standards are new in that they tell the real authentic history of our countries. You know, we just had Indigenous Peoples Day. The legislature instructed schools to provide at least just 1 hour on that day of some kind of authentic instruction for their students. Many schools did not. Many schools did not. And I'd like to know personally why that is. But there's no information in our social studies standards that would help. Well, there is, but it's minimal and it's kind of glazed over, and it's not really in true and authentic. And so our GOP members want us to convene a new stakeholder group to remove the harmful and hateful language currently included in the proposed standards. And while I agree with them that hate has no place in our school or our academic standards, their issue are with words like settler, colonialism, anti-colonialism, all of those things. And they are, they're connecting it to what's going on over in the Middle East.
Wow.
So they're taking it totally out of context and distorting the whole, you know, the objective of the curriculum and the new standards. And, you know, this is just another example of how they're going to attempt to put that wedge between us. But that's all they can do. I mean, they've got nothing else to do because they're pretty powerless not being in the majority.
Yeah, they're the party again for nothing, and they are the chaos caucus here now.
Yeah.
And it's not just nationally, it's locally too. And it's sad because, you know, Mary, you're roughly the same age as I. It wasn't that way before. We'd had... Mm-hmm. Which we had Republicans, governors, senators that wouldn't even recognize the Republican Party because they were doing what they could for their people and not doing things that would just make one person happy, a former president or whatever. But it's just insane.
Yeah, it's really hard and it's really heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. It's no fun being in the minority. I'll admit that. But, you know, I, for one, and I would say 100% of my members would happily work with the Republicans in a really positive way, and not a destructive way. And that just hasn't been possible. There's a couple examples of where, you know, there's good friends. Republicans and Democrats have been good friends in public. And then when the time comes to support each other, for whatever reason, you know, it's just not possible. And so I would love to be able to have that kind of a positive relationship with our GOP members, but I don't see it anytime soon.
Well, they say so crazy things like teachers are indoctrinating people. And let me tell you, if I could had that kind of power over my students, the boys would be wearing deodorant. And they would be off their phones. So give me a break.
I know. I know. I hear that. I hear you. It's a big issue. And, you know, it really, how much of this is tied to the mental health crisis in our country, I don't know. But I had a really great discussion with the Division of Indian Works. They convened a meeting this week to talk about how we can address some of these issues, these mental health issues, in our students and in our community. And I really want to thank them over there for, and Senator Kelly Morrison came from her neck of the woods to join us. And it's such an important thing. Everything that's going on just weighs heavy on our minds and our hearts and our souls. And it certainly has a negative and, you know, mental stress to each one of us. I mean, I've been walking around with a knot in my stomach for days, and we just need to stop doing this to each other in every way, shape, and form.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the Chaos Caucus, and we touched a little bit too, just how they can't get a House Speaker. We have a House Speaker now that's running that was a big part of January 6th that will be third in line if he would win. Also has really big issues with alleged sexual misconduct as a wrestling coach and covering up. So it just amazes me that they can talk out of both sides of their mouth. You know, they mm-hmm. They wanted Hillary to go to jail in 2015, and now they don't want Trump to go in jail because he's running for president. So, I mean, again, speaking out of both sides of the mouth.
Yep, 100%. 100%. Anyways.
Yeah. Haley, how do you feel, Gen Z? You got to get these people out.
You know, I know we're trying, and it's heartbreaking. I wish I could say I didn't see this coming growing up, just with the way that America was on course to run. And it's really disappointing, and it's scary to think about the type of future that I'm going to have, and, you know, maybe my future kids are going to have. And I just know that the whole Gen Z, we're ready for some positive change here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, Haley and Mary, I think the most surprising thing for me in the last 5-6 years is how really delicate our government is, how one person could really done some major damage if it came to Biden's election and turning it into something totally different, and then having a Trump in there still because he's looking for 10,000 votes and he's asking Pence not to sign the election, and how delicate our government is.
Yeah. I mean, we really came close to a big mess. If Trump had a second term, I just can't even imagine what would be going on right now. It would be a whole different world that we're living in. And like you said, it can, even in local elections, it can be just the difference between one or two or five or 10 votes that can flip things. And, you know, it might not always flip for the good.
Right. And I don't know what the long game plan is because, it's just amazing here. And we look at Haley here on this live feed, and it's just like, yeah, I thought things were bad in with Nixon and then then Reagan, and then Bush wasn't very smart. And then the next Bush wasn't very, very smart, but he got elected twice. And so the pendulum always goes swings way left and then way right. And hopefully it's swinging way back left again.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Well, it is here in Minnesota, and we're thankful, very thankful to be Minnesotans. Yesterday we had Agard on, Senator Agard from Wisconsin, and, you know, it's hard to listen to what they're going through for many reasons. They want to legalize marijuana, and she's going on a tour for that. But it's also deeper than that, how our neighboring state is, and a couple of our neighboring states are really struggling and are under, you know, Republican rule, and that's why they're struggling.
Yeah.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. Two Americans from Evanston, Illinois, north of Chicago, have been released by Hamas after being held hostage in Gaza for 2 weeks.
The two American hostages released by Hamas in Gaza have been identified as Judith and Natalie Ra'anan. The mother and daughter were received by Israeli officials at the Gaza border and are now on their way to a meeting point at a military base in central Israel, where their family members are waiting for them. Tom Confino for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
Ori Renan says he spoke to his daughter after her release and also says,
I spoke earlier with President Biden. I thank him for his concern, for his helping with the release of them. And he was very, very nice.
The White House says President Biden told the mother and daughter that they'll have the full support of the U.S. government as they recover. Hamas says it released them for humanitarian reasons in an agreement with the Qatari government. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my
guys tonight with a low around 49, Saturday partly sunny with a high near 58, and Sunday sunny with a high near 59. Discover the magic of Crooner's Supper Club. From the incredible shows to the cozy ambiance of Maggie's Lounge, there's no better place to spend an evening with friends, family, or that special someone. Crooner's Supper Club is located off Moore Lake and Highway 65. More at croonersloungemn.com.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Support honest Native news from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Geez, that sounds like a good group to support. I'm all about it. Hey, we're back here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and it's our Friday show. It's pretty laid back, and what's going on? I know we talked about some past events, and maybe we can talk a little bit about what's coming up this week and what you've heard, State Senator, because sometimes we don't hear the same things that Moccasin Highway isn't always, or the smoke signals, or however you get your information isn't always out there for everyone. So welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I did mention that I'll be heading down to Houston, Texas on, for an event on Saturday. But the new movie is coming out, Killer of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
And I am looking very much forward to seeing that. I've read the book. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some facts around the whole situation there. And so I am looking forward to seeing the movie. And I've heard good reviews, but then I've also heard that maybe it doesn't have enough of the Native perspective. So I guess it's up to us to decide.
Well, I'm just happy that a story like this could be told, because it's been hidden for so long, and how it's being told is, you know, you have Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro and those guys, and they're speaking, they're telling the story, and a lot of the story has to do with the beginning of the FBI.
And yeah.
I know during production, they changed it more from what happened to the Native Americans as opposed to how the FBI started. So there has been some switch. Of course, you know, when you don't have natives telling their own story, you know, that is an issue. But I think we're grateful that this story's coming out.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know really quite what it is, it's based on a book, and the author David Gruen and traces the really horrifying series of killings that rocked the Choctaw Nation. Was it the Choctaw Nation?
It's Osage, isn't it?
Yeah, Osage. I'm sorry, the Osage Nation. And it was all due to the fact that the Osage folks had money from oil and oil earnings, and through a lot of really nefarious ways, non-natives infiltrated those families and then set out to eliminate them. And so it's really fascinating. And because of that, because of these killings, they brought in the investigators, and it was kind of the beginning of the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, because at that level, you know, Native communities and tribes and reservations are still under federal purview. And so it went to the federal investigators to investigate these murders. So it should be pretty fascinating.
Right. And Osage tribal members were per capita the richest people in the world. Mm-hmm. They were pushed on a rock and removed and moved to this area. And by a stroke of luck, they still own their air and ground rights, and they struck oil right at the right time there and became super rich. In order to steal those rights, they married into the family, and it was just like a huge, huge conspiracy that was going on and on about the mineral rights and also the murders of these Native American women and men. And
it was it was women. Like, these guys would marry women, have a kid or two, and then kill them off.
Right.
It was atrocious. So that'll be another good discussion for us. But tonight there is an interesting discussion that I don't think that I can get to, but I really, really hope to. There's a book discussion on Rebecca Claren's book, The Cost of Free Land.
Mm.
And that's at the Minnesota History Museum Center tonight from 7 to 8:30. I have my little granddaughters with me tonight, and I don't know how they would do. Maybe I'll make them take a late nap while they're napping now. But Yeah, this book it's an award-winning book. It's called The Cost of Free Land, Jews, Lakota, and an American Inheritance. And after the book talk, there'll be a discussion with Chris Stainbrook from the Indian Land Tenure Foundation and Robin DeRocho of the Jewish History Society of the Upper Midwest. And the book basically is an investigation of the federal policies that gave her ancestors, who happened to be Russian Jews fleeing oppression, land and the opportunity on the South Dakota Prairie, and how those policies came with an immense, immense cost to their Lakota neighbors.
Right.
And so I think this is going to be a fascinating talk. I wish it was online because I would surely watch it remotely. It just sounds so fascinating to me.
Right. And, you know, speaking on history and, you know, it's hard to remember history, and it's good that we have places like this that can remind us what happened. Cause we have such a short memory, but we also, how far back can you remember? You know, it's like my grandparents, that's only two generations. And, what about their parents and their parents, and what did they have to do, and how did they struggle? I mean, there's many stories in our Native community, but I don't think, our white relatives really know how far, and they don't want to remember a lot of things too, because of the trauma. And, but we have stories, and we talk about stories as Native Americans about things that happened and our and who our elders are, and we name our elder, we name a lot of our relatives after our relatives that are now. So it's different, but it's still, you got to stay in touch with your family to know, you know, people are going to forget us if we don't do that and forget our relatives.
Yeah. And, you know, so much of our history was lost when our ancestors were killed because there weren't those to hand down the stories or, you know, tell us about our ancestors. I mean, growing up, my grandpa told us about, you know, a lot of good stories. He made the reservation on Standing Rock sound pretty exciting and, you know, like, wow, there's that little song that says, way down yonder in the, way down yonder, riding my horse on the prairie. It's just a really nostalgic song. And, you know, he's gone now, and right. His sisters are all gone. His brothers are gone. So, you know, we're piecing together a lot of our history. And I have a cousin here in the Twin Cities, Mona Susan Power, who it's so interesting because her mom was my grandpa's cousin. And her, you know, Mona Susan knows and remembers is similar to what we know and remember, but it's a little bit different, and everybody remembers situations a little bit differently. And so in the last year or so, as we've been talking about different circumstances and different relatives, like, she has a unique perspective about that ancestor, and we have a unique perspective, and somehow we have to, you know, kind of come to terms with maybe both of those perspectives are the truth, but we're just looking at it from a different way. But that's because we're talking to each other. If you don't have those ancestors to share those stories, you know, unfortunately they get lost. And for me, that's really heartbreaking.
That isn't the author you're talking about, is it? Because there's a...
She is the author. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the name of her book? It was a really famous book. I have it.
She has, her first one was The Grass Dancer.
Yes, yes, that's it.
And she just put out a new book. I'm not being biased, I think it's one of the best books I've ever read.
Wow.
It's called A Council of Dolls, and it's up for a national book award, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's a lot of my family history in there. It's a fictional book.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as I read it, I recognized certain things. It was at times kind of hard to read. I had to put it down a couple of times because it hit close to, you know, to those to home on a couple of the stories that were in there. But it's about three Native girls, and they all have a doll that plays an important part in their life, and how that doll played an important part in that life. There's a lot of twists and turns in it, but it's an excellent book. Yeah.
Well, that's good. She years ago, I took a class, I think it was Native American literature, and she taught a class at the U.
Yep.
I remember meeting her, really interesting. Hey, before we get going and let you go, I just want to remind everyone out there, Mary, that we're going to be at the Historical Society Center tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we're going to be live on Saturday, and we're going to have a lot of things happening. It's free, and it's Reframing Our Stories, and it has that great from the Minnesota Historical Society, that great collection of pictures. And it sounds like it's an organic, still in development, where people can come up and talk about these paintings and, I mean, these pictures and their family and who they recognize. So it's going to be exciting to go to this at the History Center in downtown St. Paul. So everyone, if you don't have anything going on tomorrow, stop on down there.
Wow, didn't that picture look like straight out of Res Dog?
Yeah, it sure did. They were at the Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, State Senator Mary Kunish, for stopping in and talking to us and letting us know what's happening. And it's really important for us to have this conversation. So, again, thank you for coming on.
You bet. My pleasure. Popula.
All right. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hi, this is Laura with Food Freedom Radio. Tune to us Saturday at 8 a.m. We're going to be talking with the Institute of Ag and Trade Policy's Michael Happ about how agriculture contributes to climate change and is impacted by climate change. We're also going to talk about how some environmental quality incentive programs actually go to factory farms instead of cover crops. So we'll be talking all things climate change and agriculture this week on Food Freedom Radio. Food Freedom Radio, Saturdays at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast.
At Metro State University, change the world your way. Students learn from expert instructors in high-demand degree programs, including healthcare, technology, cybersecurity, teaching, and business. As one of the most diverse universities in Minnesota, Metro State is a learning community dedicated to equity, inclusion, and anti-racism. Explore 60-plus high-quality bachelor's degree programs at Metro State University's open house events in person October 17th and online October 19th. Sign up at metrostate.edu/openhouse. Know your power. Metro State University.
Hi, this is Philip Anthony, the host of the Downright Upright Show, the place to go to hear out loud and proud what Minnesotans are thinking. I interview many interesting people and listen to their thoughts on how they plan to better our community and to hear their opinions on current events. Join us and get in on the conversation. You can listen to my podcast, The Downright Upright Show with Philip Anthony, wherever you listen to podcasts or at am950radio.com. So come and join me and continue being fantabulous.
Copperfield Chimney Sweep says the second week of October is National Fire Prevention Week, but why wait for October to prevent fires in your home now? Clear combustible materials out of your home today. Check fire extinguishers, light sockets, and smoke detectors. Show your children and family exactly what to do should a fire break out in your home. That's a message from Copperfield Chimney Sweeps, where service isn't just a courtesy, it's a commitment backed by their years of experience. For an estimate, call 507-334-8015 for Copperfield Chimney Sweeps.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, the lives and ideas of the Vienna Circle.
You mean those philosophers from the 1920s and 30s who thought philosophy was full of nonsense and superstition?
Yeah, and they were right. Unless your worldview is scientifically testable, it's a bunch of nonsense.
Is that scientifically testable?
The Vienna Circle. Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk. Every Sunday at 8 a.m. on AM 950. Wajile, wajile.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Good one, Wendy. Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years, and I've learned so much over the years with you talking about our sacred animals, and I don't know what you got planned for us, but it's kind of a fun fact Friday, but maybe it's going to be something else. Welcome, Wendy.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the state and local level, and it's always my pleasure to do so. And as you said, Robert, today is Fun Fact Friday. Yay. So in our backyard, we have like a little menagerie of little wild animals that come visit because I throw food out and seeds and peanuts and corn and all kinds of things.
The crows were looking for you today.
We have bird feeders and a bird bath. By the way, I want to get a heated bird bath for the winter.
I bet you that online store that you buy things on every day might have one.
Oh, no, because we keep water out in a water dish also that's heated. So we just plug it in and leave it. But anyway, I swear I saw like 6 chipmunks out there today.
Wow.
Yeah, they're gathering up. It's their time of year. But seeing chipmunks scurrying around, some people might be tempted to catch them and relocate them to prevent the little holes they might make in their lawn. But here's the reason why you shouldn't. Please don't. Relocation isn't a humane solution, especially this time of year. A chipmunk spends the entirety of fall collecting an enormous stash of nuts and acorns for its underground larder. I never heard that term before, larder. I guess that's their little home. When winter arrives, it retreats into its burrow and eats only food it was able to store in the preceding months. So when you relocate a chipmunk, you take away from its hard-earned stash of winter food, leaving it to starve.
Wow.
I guess that's not a fun fact, but it is a fact. So chipmunks relocated to new areas are also often chased away by competitors and left without any space for warmth and safety. So please leave your chipmunk neighbors in peace. They mean you no harm, and they are simply trying to survive. So I think we have chipmunks that live under our front stoop.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that's where they are. But I found an article here, and here's Lucy. She is here for Fun Fact Friday. 50 strange and fascinating facts about animals. And this came from Country Living, and it's by Ellen Sturm-Nitz. And this goes back quite a few years, but still the facts are the facts, right?
Yeah.
So let's start with some of the facts. A dog's sense of smell is between 10,000 and 100 times better than a human's.
What?
Yeah, but they have just 1/6 of our number of taste buds. So they... I didn't know that they had less taste buds.
Gobble down that crappy food, smelling
really fast. Like Wanda, I don't even think she chews the food. She just like
inhales it.
She really does.
Yeah.
Tigers can eat 40 pounds in a single meal. After such a big meal, they can go as long as a week without eating anything.
I thought you were going to say they're going to take a cat nap after all.
I'm sure that they do. 40 pounds is a lot of food.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I wouldn't eat after that either. Horses use their ears and eyes to communicate with each other. Oh. So far, Mr. Ed is only talking horse.
He talks to people. I don't know if he talks to other horses.
A lot of people don't even know who Mr. Ed is if they're born like before when, do you think?
World War.
I mean, I remember Mr. Ed, and I was a little kid watching Mr. Ed. He was the talking
that you'll adore. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
Oh my gosh, you know the whole
people go lefty lap the street and waste their time a day, but Mr. Ed never speaks unless he has something to say.
Oh my god.
And then there's another chorus, but he goes, I am Mr. Ed.
And then he flaps his lips and you see his teeth, right? Oh my God, Robert, that's amazing.
You married me for a reason.
I know.
You're not sure, but that might be one.
Ooh. Honeybees can flap their wings 200 times every second. Yeah. Here's another thing about honeybees. They hibernate underneath like old leaves and stumps in your yard. So don't do any cleanup.
We got a lot of stumps.
We have a stumpery. So we have our front yard, which is a prairie garden, and we have lots of we see so many butterflies, bees, birds, everything out there. But we have what's called a stumpery in our yard. So a stumpery is just a pile of stumps that are rotting away and like has like a whole little ecosystem in there.
I can't wait until the, what would it be? The there's a dog out there.
Oh, there's Wanda for Fun Fact Friday. There we go, Wanda. No barking. Quiet. So I'm going to talk about penguins. Certain types of male penguins propose to their females by giving them a pebble, which brings a whole new meaning to the phrase, nice rock.
The cat liked that.
Oh my gosh, Robert, our squirrely friends that we have outside.
Some white, some gray.
Yeah, we have two or three white albino squirrels that come from across the street. We're always worried about that.
Yeah.
They seem to look both ways though. Squirrels can't vomit or burp. So don't try to blame your picnic lunch belp on one.
Belch?
Picnic lunch belch on one. That's what it says. Ever wonder why flamingos stand on one leg?
Never knew that.
Yeah, they stand on one leg.
Okay.
To stay warm, keeping one leg close to the body conserves heat. Do you know why? This is not on this thing, but do you remember? I'm not going to make it up, but we learned it one time. Why flamingos are pink.
Why?
Because they eat shrimp. That's their most... what they eat, and that's what makes them pink. Yeah.
But now that you mention it.
I know. Anteaters can consume 35,000 ants and termites in a single day.
Wow.
That's really good.
Aardvarks?
Anteaters. Anteaters.
Aren't aardvarks anteaters?
I don't know. I'd have to Google that. I don't know.
Okay.
Birds have a great sense of sight, but a poor sense of smell. So go ahead and put a baby bird back in its nest. The mother bird likely won't smell that a human has touched their kiddo. Because that's like an old wives' tale.
I think so.
Like the bird, you know, the mother will smell the human smell, but they can't because, you know. Oh, here's one about cats. Where's Lucy now that we need her?
Yeah.
Meows. Are not an innate cat language. They develop them to communicate with us. While cats can make more than 100 different sounds, dogs can only make around 10.
When we first got Lucy, she sounded like a bird. Remember that?
No.
Now she sounds like she smokes Marlboros and drinks whiskey.
She does. She has a very garbly, grouchy sounding meow. But she's old. She's 17. What do you want from a cat who's 17? A blue whale's blowhole can spray water 30 feet in the air.
Cool.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
That's a good one.
Here we go. African buffalo herds are democratic and feminist. Only adult.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. It doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.